Now we've come again to this reenactment of a meal, the Passover meal. As you come to this meal today, this morning, think about another aspect of the betrayal. We were told in this passage, it's one of the words that's most repeated in the text that we looked at this morning. We're told that Jesus was betrayed. But if you look at it and you're comparing different translations, you may notice that the word there is translated differently depending on the context. In some places, the word is translated betrayal or betrayed. Judas betrayed Jesus. But in other places, it's translated handed over, given over. Judas handed over Jesus to his enemies. Both things were happening. The betrayer betrayed Jesus by handing him over to death. But did you know that Judas isn't the only one who handed over Jesus? This word, betrayed. He's not the only one who handed over Jesus to death. Consider this. It says in Romans 8, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up, handed him over for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who else handed over Jesus? The Father. The Father handed Jesus over. But did you know that Judas and the Father aren't the only ones who handed over Jesus to death? Consider how the scriptures speak of this in many places. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself, handed himself over for me. Ephesians, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself, handed himself over for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Or, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and what? Gave himself for her. Jesus handed himself over for those who believe. Why? He didn't betray himself, but it's the same action, the same effect. Why? Why did he hand himself over? Because he loved you. Did you notice that? He loved you, who loved me and gave himself for me. I don't know why he loved me. I don't know why, but I cannot doubt that he loved me because he gave himself for me. You've been in love before. You've seen what it looks like when other people are in love. You know how love moves you to spend anything, bear anything, suffer anything for the one you love. Jesus has loved you in this way, all the way. That's what is happening in this supper. In this meal, the bread is his body, his substitute, human life, handed over for us. And in this meal, the wine is his blood, his substitute death, blood on the cross, delivered up for us. So when you take the supper, you're saying a number of things. You're saying, Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. I needed to be loved this way. I needed to be loved this way, and Jesus loved me in this way. And in the supper, I'm feeding on Jesus, feeding on his life and death for me in this supper. Jesus is the one who arranged this new Passover, And he says, do this in remembrance of me, and I will feed you as you do this. If you have come to know Jesus in this way, you are a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church. You're invited to take the supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, but you're here, we welcome you to be here. We want you to stay here. But don't take this supper. It's not a supper that you can enter into. It would bring trouble for you. But we invite you to stay. Talk about these things. Ask questions. Stay for the meal afterwards. We invite you to stay here with us. Now, let's pray together. Lord, we are about to do what has been done over and over and over throughout history. The message is important. The meal, the sustenance, we need it. We thank you for the body and the blood of Jesus. We pray that you would take the bread and the wine and spiritually nourish us by what we are doing. We pray that your presence would be close to us. Oh Lord, we long to sense that you are with us, abiding with us. The reality of it. We long to be overwhelmed by it and mastered by it and to live in it and walk in it. Come to us here in the supper, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord Jesus, on that Passover night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, as I, ministering in his name, give this bread to you. Jesus said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, Jesus also took the cup, and after giving thanks, as has been done in his name, he gave it to his disciples. And he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the removal of sins. Now we invite those of you who know Jesus to come forward. You can come down this aisle, and take your bread and wine and return to your seats, after which we will take together. So let's come forward. We'll listen to a reading from the Word as we do so.
I'll be reading from Genesis 22, the sacrifice of Isaac. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they both of them went together. And Isaac said to his father, my father! And he said, here I am, my son. He said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went, both of them, together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, do not lay a hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide.
Jesus said, take, eat, this is my body. This is the blood of Christ. Jesus says, drink from it, all of you. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would continue to build on the work you've begun in us. We who know you have seen the change beginning. All things are new. The old things have passed away, but there is yet more growth that we crave and that you are surely working in us. Give us greater victory over temptation. Give us greater encouragement and hope when we are pressed down. Give us more opportunities to rejoice in you, in private, out in the world, to speak of the good news and the good things that our Savior has done. Send us forth conscious that we are in covenant. We have been married to Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.